Coach, why don't you talk a little bit about where you are right now? You're two and one. And you are up against the West.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Well, hey, you know, we're 2-1. We're in a position where I think we need to outslug them by about 3 or 4 runs. I haven't really looked at the run differential. Hey, they're a great baseball team. Aruba was good. Just talking to folks around, no one really gave us a shot against Aruba, and we took them to 7 innings, 3-1 baseball game. I don't know. There's a lot of people that West is really strong, and but we're gonna go out and we're gonna play our baseball and give them our best shot. And if we play the way we're capable of playing, we can play with just about anybody out here. So it'll be obviously a huge challenge. I saw somewhere coming out before this whole tournament started, they were 31-5 in pool play, the West has been. But we didn't come 19 hours, our parents didn't come 19 hours just to roll over, and say, well, you're really good. We'll be up for it, and the kids will be excited. Hopefully it's a good baseball game. We'll give them, we're going to give them our best shot.
You guys started out with a sizable lead in this game, and then the Philippines kind of came back just a little bit, make it a little bit closer. Any thoughts on that?
We had control of the baseball game, for the most part. We were trying to limit, we had a couple things going on. We felt if we got up early, we would be able to pull Cassidy, our starting pitcher, and maybe have him available for tomorrow if we needed him. So you start rolling pitchers out, and we left a couple plays in the field, and the thing that hurt us, we had some balls, we had some walks. And I hit, I told my assistant coach in between one of the innings, our outfield, we were playing a little shallow a couple times, but they hit the ball well. Sometimes you just have to take your hats off to teams and say, you guys did a good job. And they did. They hit some pitchers and they hit some good pitches. And, we left a couple plays in the field, but, they did a good job. So, we're happy we won. And if we didn't win today, then tomorrow wouldn't mean anything. So, we want to play another meaningful baseball game, and we're going to get that opportunity. So, it's exciting.
Is it a little bit of a drawback that it's going to be a morning game, isn't it?
Yeah, it was fun here last night. Sometimes there doesn't seem as much energy in the stands early in the morning, but we'll have to make our own energy. If somebody would ask me before the tournament started, do we get to play in the last day with a chance to get in the semifinals, I'd have taken it. So I'm happy. The kids are happy. Coaching staff's happy. We're excited. We get a chance. The way we look at it, we're in the quarterfinals right now.
All right. Look at it.
So it's single elimination from here on out for us.
Your first name's Travis?
Yes.
Yeah. You were 3-for-3 today with 3 runs scored and RBI. Why don't you just talk about how you were feeling at the plate and what kind of pitches that were you getting?
I was just trying to stay nice and relaxed at the plate today. I knew they had some good pitches, but I knew they weren't going to throw the ball by any of us, really. So I just tried to stay nice and relaxed and hit the ball up the middle or to the right side. And base hits is really all I try for.
And what's your first name?
Michael.
Michael. You were 2-for-3, with a run batted in. Why don't you just talk about how your day at the plate went, how you were feeling?
Well, I noticed a lot of the pitchers were throwing off speed a lot, so I was just trying to stay back and hit the ball up the middle and stay calm at the plate and not try to reach for anything and lunge and ground out to the shortstop.
Now the pitching so far in the series, how is that compared to what you've seen in your districts and, you know, regional and state and so forth? What's the biggest adjustment you guys have had to make in that?
Well, the pitcher that we saw last night from Aruba was probably the best pitcher we've seen in our whole run that we've made. He hit his spots really well. But, I mean, we could still handle him. I mean, he no-hit us into the fourth or fifth, but we started to get on him a little bit at the end of the game. And other than that, I think we've been able to handle most of the pitching here. So
that give you guys a little bit of confidence that maybe you guys can pull this thing out, you know. I mean, it was only, you know, it was a 5-1 game last night, but you did start getting to them.
Yeah, it felt a lot closer than that.
Yeah, I mean, you had the bases loaded in that last inning. That experience last night helped you guys
definitely
play today.
Yeah. If anything, I think it'll help us play tomorrow against Hawaii, because we'll expect the dogfight tomorrow, and that's exactly what it was last night. I mean, we just grinding for every out and every base runner and just fighting for everything. So
yeah, because those two teams are kind of probably the most similar teams in the whole
yeah.
series.
Yep.
Mentally, how are you two thinking about tomorrow? I mean,
we just got to come out with the sticks swinging, being aggressive. When we're playing our best, we're swinging early in the count, putting the ball in play, and making the defense do stuff. So.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Good job.